The American actress Carrie Fisher, who became famous around the world for her part as Princess Leia in the Star Wars movies, has died. Fisher's daughter, Billie Lourd, said in a statement that Fisher died Tuesday morning in Los Angeles, California. She had been in a hospital since Friday when she suffered a medical emergency on a flight from London to Los Angeles. Fisher's first movie was Shampoo in 1975, which also starred Warren Beatty. Later, Fisher appeared in Austin Powers, The Blues Brothers, Charlie's Angels, and When Harry Met Sally. She is remembered, however, as Princess Leia in the 1977 Star Wars movie. As Princess Leia, Fisher wore her hair in braids tied up in two buns. She was tough and powerful and said the famous line, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope." Fisher played the role again in 2015 in Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Her image also appears in this year's movie, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Fisher suffered from drug dependency and mental problems. She wrote a best-selling book, partly about her own experiences, called Postcards from the Edge, in 1987. It became a film in 1990, starring Shirley MacLaine and Meryl Streep. The actress wrote several other books, including this year's autobiography, The Princess Diarist. In the book, she admitted that she and Star Wars co-star Harrison Ford had been romantically involved during the film. Fisher also performed in a one-woman show called Wishful Drinking. She had performed the show across the country since 2006. She discussed many hard experiences, including her short marriage to singer Paul Simon and her parents' divorce and romantic affairs. The show was later turned into a book. Debbie Reynolds, a Hollywood actress and singer, and Eddie Fisher, also a singer, were her parents. She grew up among many famous people. In Wishful Drinking, Fisher said, "I'm the product of Hollywood. When two celebrities mate, something like me is the result." At another point in the show, she joked, "I don't have a problem with drugs so much as I have a problem with sobriety." Fisher's friends and fans honored and remembered her on Tuesday. Whoopi Goldberg wrote on Twitter Tuesday, "She was funnier and smarter than anyone had the right to be." Along with her daughter, Fisher is survived by her brother, Todd Fisher, and her mother. In a 2009 interview with the Associated Press, Fisher said she hoped her public battle with drugs and mental illness would help people dealing with similar issues. "People relate to aspects of my stories, and that's nice for me, because then I'm not all alone with it," she said. "Also, I do believe you're only as sick as your secrets. If that's true, I'm just really healthy." Fisher was 60 years old. I'm Alice Bryant.